heavenly strength for earthly battles. Daniel chapter 10, verse number 19. And said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. When God is dealing with a man, weakness may certainly be in him. Here Daniel is being taught by the Lord, and he is very weak. He has no strength in him. When you and I come to a place such as this, let us never despair, but let us take great courage. Our Lord, when he is teaching and trying his saints, will allow us to be weak, so that we can be strengthened, so we can be strong in the Lord, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. The first thing we see is to fear not. We must not fear when we are weak, but we must trust the Lord. Notice, it is because he is greatly beloved. God greatly loves his saints, and he will try them and bring them to a place of weakness. He will bring them to that place so they will look to him for strength. So then fear not is the command of God to the saints of God. Fear not. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Fear not, little flock. Fear not them which kill the body. Fear not. Then he says, Peace. Peace be unto thee. Peace he speaks. Peace when the world speaks tribulation. We must listen to Christ when he speaks peace, and not our own minds. No, the written word is a word of peace to the children of God. Though storms rage, God rides on top of the storm. And peace be still, he says to the soul during the tribulation of storms. And you will not always feel peace, but can be peaceful when thy mind is stayed on him. Thou wilt put him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. God next speaks strength to his children. He touches them and says, Be strong, be strong. Two times he says this, because repetition is what God's people need. We have to hear over and over again the same things. We're always told in the Bible, I will put thee in remembrance, I will put thee in remembrance, I will put thee in remembrance. And most of the time that those things are said to us, they're said in the most plain way. They're the most plain truths of the scriptures, but they are said over and over in a repetitious manner to us, and they are said that way because we forget so easily during trials. Put a little stress on a man, and he will forget the peaceful blessings of the Lord. That's why men have to train in the military and in different things under scenarios that are hard for them, because then their mental stress is put to the test, and will they perform in the training that they received? It is no different with God. He gives heavenly strength for the earthly battles, but we only need it when we are tried. When we go to the Lord in prayer, as Daniel did, and waited for his answer, no, an angel may not come to us, but strength will come. Strength comes from prayer. You must go to God to get the fight. You cannot get the fight that you need for everyday trials without the Lord. Go to God in prayer, and heavenly strength will come for the earthly battles. Fight on. Quit you like men. Be strong.